Matt Christopher. He's vice president of claims and shared services at Claire Cover. It's a tech-driven car insurance company. And we're going to talk. Well, we have plenty to talk about. There are some new surveys and information they've looked at. For example, with the mask mandate being lifted for travel, does that make you likely to go on the road or go on an airplane? I may be different than most people. I'm more likely to fly now than before. But he joins us, Matt Christopher, with some observations on travel. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great, Jack and Corey. Thank you for having me this morning.
Where are you joining us from?
So I'm actually located outside of Chicago.
All right. Sorry about those Blackhawks. No, I'm kidding.
that's okay.
I love it. The best uniform. I have a couple in my truck. Still the best uniform in high. I, as a kid, I always loved. I love the Blackhawks uniform. The home jersey. All right. Tell us about your survey and what people are doing as it pertains to the travel habits. Take it away, Matt.
Yeah, sure, Jack. So first, a little bit more about Claire Cover here. So you mentioned, you know, we're headquartered in Chicago. Claire Cover Insurance Company, we're a tech-driven auto insurance company. And really, we promise to deliver exceptional coverage at a great price and give customers everything they need to make a smart decision at every step. And unfortunately, Claire Cover, we currently don't offer a product in New Hampshire, but we are rapidly expanding our geographic footprint. And, you know, in insurance, it's an industry where it requires state-by-state approval. So Claire Cover Insurance Company, we're currently live in 20 states, and we'll continue to expand in the future. And so, Jack, now to get into the study that we commissioned here. So first I'll talk about why. So, again, Claire Cover as an auto insurance company, we're very interested in travel trends as they can impact our business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing these travel trends allows Claire Cover to plan and ensure that we can execute with urgency and focus in our customers' time of need. So we commissioned this study where we sent out a survey, you know, as soon as the news broke that the mask mandate was lifted early last week. You know, we really wanted to gauge how this news would impact travel trends and affect consumer sentiment. So we heard from, you know, hundreds of people from 47 of the 50 states, including New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that this decision is really impacting the way people feel about traveling this summer and the way they plan on traveling.
Mm-hmm. So what do your numbers show?
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest takeaway there is that 64% of people are rethinking their travel plans since the mask mandate was lifted, and specifically around flying. You know, people that were thinking about flying are now less likely to fly. So we knew, Jack, that people were ready to travel this year,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, the term we kept hearing was revenge travel. You know, Americans
make up for postponed trips. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, Americans are looking to make up for lost time. So a lot of people have been cooped up, working from home, social distancing, and they're ready to get back out into the world
right.
to see family and friends. So, you know, part of this study, 6 in 10 respondents said they plan to travel and spend time with family members this summer. In fact, respondents actually said they planned on roughly 3 trips over the course of the summer vacation.
Yeah.
And again, you know, majority agreed that face mask requirements made them feel more comfortable, you know, with the idea of travel.
And you know, the weird thing, Matt, and I don't know, you don't have to comment on this because you're just looking at the numbers because that affects your business and your insurance, and I get it, but I'll let you have the last word. A couple of takeaways. One, we don't know with the plans that people might have said they're going to take 2 or 3 trips if the inflation and higher gas and energy prices and higher prices overall will impact that. We're going to have our friends from Bank of America on coming up talking about that. But the other thing, Matt, that's interesting, we just had one of our sponsors is the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. And Ted Kitchens. Ted Kitchens was just on Tuesday morning, and he's the executive director. And he said that he's just anecdotally, no, he hasn't done a survey like you, but anecdotally, just his observations of travel since this federal mandate was lifted by the judge in Florida, even though it's being appealed. He says about 70-30 people in the airport, even with distancing, 70% not wearing masks, about 30% But it's interesting that 64% say they're less likely, or they're more like, I'm sorry, they're likely to choose more road trips over flying now because of the lifting of this, but yet they're free to wear the mask on the plane. It's voluntary. If they want to wear it, wear it. So it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah, totally agree there. And again, like you said, Jack, you know, we're just looking at the numbers here.
Right.
That's really what ClearCover is interested in, to just really see how this might affect summer travel. And, you know, our study actually found that 41% of people didn't quite know how to feel about the mask mandate being lifted. And 24, and kind of the split here was 24% had a negative reaction and 35% had a positive one. So, you know, I know people have different opinions here, but, you know, from a business perspective, you know, ClearCover Insurance Company is just curious as to how it's going to impact the travel trends.
Interesting. All right. Thank you very much, Matt. We'll get you back again soon. Matt Christopher joining us this morning with ClearCover. Thank you, Matt. The website is?
It's clearcover.com. And again, we're currently not live in New Hampshire, but you can go to clearcover.com/switch, and you can click the check your price button, and you can add your information. We'll add you to the waiting list, and we'll let you know when we're coming in New Hampshire.
Yeah, because be careful. Look what happened to Geico. I mean, didn't Buffett buy him? No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jack.